Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back into the Tobin and Leroy Show. Alex Dono in for Tobin today. We got Leroy, we got Jay Fig, we got Vlad. By the way, folks, the Miami Heat are offering fans value deals, like a $60 pizza deal, four pizzas, chips, waters, and a $40 hot dog deal, four hot dogs, popcorn, drinks. Grab and go stands on the 400 level also have $3 sodas, $8 beers, and $3 snacks. Kids can enjoy $15 Bernie meals with a hot dog or chicken nuggets, a souvenir cup, fruit snacks, and a silicone bracelet. For information on food and beverage deals, visit KaseyaCenter.com.
Good food, man.
So, hey, real quick. I respond? Yeah. Can I respond to Jay Tolls 85 on YouTube? So he said, Leroy, you got on Mike McDaniel about the type of runs he called at the beginning of the year. That's because he ran with A-Chan and he ran outside. And all he did was outside stuff. You know what the coolest play in football right now is?
What?
Toss counter.
Yes.
And you know why?
Toss counter.
You know why? I asked my coach, could I do that when I was playing? And he said, no, it's ridiculous. Here's why. As a linebacker, as soon as you see the toss, you haul ass.
Yes.
And now you're going back the other way. You have moved a guy with a toss. Now that play could go inside. It could go outside. But it starts straight ahead in between the tackles. I get mad at Mike McDaniel for running all these sweeps and toss or whatever. It may work once. It may work twice. But as soon as they see that's what you plan on doing, it's easy for those fast guys on defense to go and turn you in inside. If A-Chan's good with his eyes, if these running backs are good with their eyes, right, why take that away from them by making them run and cutting away half of the field? So I get mad at Mike McDaniel for the stupid little quick passes outside, right? Everybody in the league knows that's what you're going to do now.
Yeah.
And what is the worst thing in the world for this offense to be in? Second and 13.
Yes.
So when you run those tosses, when you run those sweeps, when you run these things and you end up second and 13, it's the worst thing for this offense.
It's the worst thing for a lot of offenses.
A lot of offenses.
This one especially.
Right. Yeah. Right. So that's why I get on Mike McDaniel about the outside plays. Periodically, it may work. Right? But when you start throwing those quick, somebody almost got a pick last night on a quick pass to the outside. Enough. The league has caught up with that. Try something different. Everybody. So, yeah.
So meanwhile, in college football, you know, Jimmy Sexton is the super agent who represents all the big name coaches. It is Jimmy Sexton season. This dude is going to be making his money again. So right now, the three big jobs, there's like a dozen jobs open right now in FBS football. But the three big jobs that are open, Leroy, the Penn State job has been open for a couple weeks now. I rank that one number three out of the top three. I might be a little anti-Big Ten bias, so you might set me straight on this one. I just think that in terms of, like, living there and not having, like, a hotbed of recruits in the area, to me, knocks it down a peg compared to the others. I've got the Florida job. I've got it ranked second. Now, Penn State paid James Franklin like $50 million to go away. Florida is paying Billy Napier $21 million to not work. And then LSU, which I think is the best job open right now, just paid Brian Kelly $54 million to stop work. Being a fired college coach is the best job if you can get it. But here's, like, Leroy, my thinking on why I think the LSU job is slightly better right now than the Florida job. And I know Gator fans get very angry when people say this because to them it's the best job in college football. But the reason why I rank LSU slightly higher than Florida right now is, number one, I think the current team is slightly closer to championship level than Florida. So in the short term, a coach who takes the job may think about that. And then number two is, Leroy, while Florida and Louisiana are two of the best high school recruiting states, you'd probably say Florida is slightly better. It's a bigger state, more volume. Louisiana, really good per capita.
They have more per capita than anyone.
But here's the thing about Louisiana, though. When you're the head coach at LSU, you have no in-state competition for Louisiana recruits. Where you're the head coach at Florida, you've got big-time in-state competition from Miami and Florida State, right, where LSU can run that state. Those are the reasons why I think LSU is the slightly bigger job than Florida. But do you agree with LSU 1, Florida 2, Penn State 3?
I would put Florida 3rd.
Ooh.
And here's why. Because – but there's a caveat to this. I know LSU is going to get the NIL money. They're going to spend money. I was down there. Not a problem. Right? I don't know what the issue is at Penn State, and I don't know what the issue is at Florida, right? But if they got money to give $50 million for a coach to go away, then they got to have some NIL money. Florida just seems like they have their runs, but they're never, like, there consistently, mm-hmm. right? LSU is always there.
Yeah.
Like, you LSU is always a problem.
They've got three different national championship winning coaches in the last 20 years, yep. right? Saban,
Les Miles,
Coach O.
And Coach O. And only one of them ended up coaching somewhere else. That's crazy, right? And that's Saban.
Yeah.
I would say Florida is kind of a up and down thing. Like, they've had their runs, but there's been a lot of schools like that. I don't think of Florida. When I think of Florida, besides those Tim Tebow moments or the Steve Spurrier, I don't think of, well, anybody who's come here, or they've won with several different coaches in a short period of time because they're getting the talent. I don't look at it that way.
Right.
Penn State, you're in Pennsylvania, dude. There's talent there in Ohio, Michigan, you know, the Midwest. They're getting talent. I think they should get rid of them damn uniforms and stop using practice jerseys. Maybe you can entice kids to go there a little bit more.
Yeah, it's a little bland, right? Those uniforms.
And so I would say Penn State, but Florida just like no Florida. Like, okay, when was the last time Florida? Tim Tebow?
Yeah, Tebow.
Okay, how long
Tebow
ago was
and
that?
Herb.
How long ago was that?
What was it like?
2005,
early 2010s, like 2011, 2012.
No, before that, dude.
No, it had to be 2005, 2007, like around that time.
2009, maybe?
Probably.
Let's say 2009.
Because he was in the NFL by 2011.
So I think 2009. I think 2009.
Okay. So that's what? 16 years?
Yeah.
Okay, stop. Okay, think about that. Penn State, whether you think it's a good job or not, every year they're in the top five.
Yeah.
So they can fire a coach because they think that coach can get them over the hump. I don't know. 06 to 09, right?
Right.
When you think of LSU.
Tebow played, but like that was when they won with Chris Leak one of those years, but Tebow was like the gadget guy, but then straight up Tebow won in 09.
Right. So there. There you go, 2009. When you think of LSU, right? When you think of Penn State hasn't won it, but they're there, right? They're in the Big Ten. They're competing. When I say Florida, how many years do you get to say, well, Tim Tebow came here? That was 16 years ago. He won a first championship when he wasn't the quarterback almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You ain't been nothing since. Stop telling me about what Florida has to offer. And you're running up through coaches like you think you should be something more than you are.
Yeah.
So that yeah, might be fair, the problem, though,
they've hired some pretty crappy
what?
Coaches.
You know what? Billy Napier might be who you deserve.
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, when you think about Florida football, and you could go up to Georgia, you could go to Louisiana, you're up far enough north where you might be able to dip into those.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, Georgia, Louisiana.
Georgia, Louisiana.
Sure. Yeah.
Who's leaving a state school to go to Florida? Who's leaving Florida State? Miami. Who's leaving those schools? Hell, USF has had a better showing than Florida recently. So, you might be fourth on the list. So it's either one or two ways you can go about it. Spend a whole bunch of money in NIL or just ride it out till you get one of them coaches that can recruit. Right?
Yeah.
Because as of right now,
somebody's calling us Miami homers. Now maybe you could say that to me. I've got an actual oil painting of
I would say this.
Miami player.
I would
but
say
you can't say it about Leroy.
I would say this that and sometimes you guys should listen, okay? Because I said, or get you a coach that can recruit. And I would tell you, you can say what you want about the Miami coach. He can recruit his ass off.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he can. Okay? I think we're going to get another one tonight, by
and
the way.
So from that standpoint, you keep getting the talent here, you're going to be competitive. And so what I say to you is this. Who you got to bring in to get people to go past those other three schools in the state and come to Florida who hasn't been relevant since Tim Tebow? Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you on the other side who Gator fans will say. Well, I needed to make Jay Figg smile this hour, so we're going to hit the break on time. Noon hour of Tobin and Leroy coming your way next here on FM 104.3 WQAM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.